Rome has already taken the kingdom of the north when Assyria fell, and then it's taken the glorious land, and now it decides it's going to take the king of the south. And when it does that, it will have taken the whole kingdom of Alexander the Great. And if you turn in your Bibles to Daniel chapter 8, verse 9, it says, "And out of one of them came forth a little horn," and this little horn has correctly been understood by Adventists for years as Rome, pagan Rome. And it says, "which waxed exceeding great towards the south, toward the east, and towards the pleasant land." Rome had to overcome three geographical obstacles before it would become the fourth kingdom of Bible prophecy. And Daniel chapter 11 is simply building upon that truth. Verse 16, it takes Assyria to the east of Rome, and then it takes the glorious land or the pleasant land in chapter 8, and its next point of attack is the king of the south, Egypt, which in verse 17 of Daniel 11 is describing when Julius Caesar goes into Egypt. Now, Julius Caesar, historically, the reason that he was heading to Egypt is somewhere in this flow of history, him and Pompey, who was also Roman, but they got crossways with one another, and Julius Caesar was coming to deal with him. And when Pompey came into Egypt, the son that the Assyrians and the Macedonians were going to take advantage of, the son of the king of Egypt that was initially 5 years old, he had reached an age where he was willing to struggle for his kingdom, and he had Pompey murdered. And Pompey had been placed in the protectorship of the children, Cleopatra and Ptolemy. And when Ptolemy had Pompey killed, then Julius Caesar continued his pursuit that had begun after Pompey right into Egypt. And he then takes the position that since Pompey is removed as the protectorate, he's the protectorate, and he starts to try to settle some of the dissent that's going on in Egypt between whether Ptolemy's going to rule the kingdom or Cleopatra is going to rule the kingdom. And according to what historian you read, and you can find some variations on this, even though they all identify this as Julius Caesar and Cleopatra, according to what historian you might read, they might tell you that Cleopatra was simply Julius Caesar's mistress. Some will say that he married her. Very interesting insight by Leslie Harding was that the royalty in Egypt was passed down through the female side of the family, and that the reason that